All right. The haves and the have-nots are coming back.
Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
It's back.
It's back. Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots. Good morning, Tika.
Good morning, my love.
Oh boy.
Oh, boy. Everything was going good.
Thank you,
Tika. Y'all are hilarious.
Nice talking to you, Tika.
Nice talking to you, Tika. Oh, boy.
I'm glad. Thank you so much. Don't pay attention to the haters, you know.
There'll be no living with him. You get off the phone. Then we have to continue.
Yeah. They're just haters.
I'm sorry, y'all.
They're just haters. What's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, what can we expect?
Okay, so we leave off with Jeffrey from last year. I mean, not last year, last season. Jeffrey and I dealing with the aftermath of the encounter, unfortunately, a very bloody encounter with Quincy. So we're trying to see who's going to buckle under pressure first. I think you're going to, you know, see Candace trying to get it together now that she has lie on top of lie on top of lie with a dead body. So, the Criers and the Harringtons are processed into county jail. And their sons might testify against them. So they're in really big trouble. So, and then obviously the drama with Hannah and Candace will continue. And you got to stay tuned. There's a lot of new characters coming out. And I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. And I'm so grateful that the fans are actually really excited about it.
Yeah, and fans love to hate Candace. So what's the craziest reaction you've ever gotten from a fan walking down the street or going
just
through the airport?
Minding
your own business. And they can't separate Tika from Candace.
Like, and they walk up and say what?
Oh, my gosh. I had this lady, I was in a supermarket in North Carolina, actually, and I was buying, there's a Starbucks in the supermarket, and I was buying a Starbucks, and then she's just like, and she like screams, and it's this older white woman. She literally left her groceries and ran over to me. She said, "Oh my God, you don't understand. This show is my show." And she's like, "I love you so much. Everything that you do." I was just like, "Really?" So it's so weird because I thought when I first took this job that, you know, people were going to not like Candace. I was like, "Oh God, here we go." But like, it's the total opposite.
Did
they
you ever have that reaction when you were on One Life to Live, when people respond to your character?
You know, it was hard because my sister died on the show, and I ended up being with her ex.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So I don't think people were.
That's my Tika right there.
But
she is amazing.
No, it's a totally different excitement for this show. So I'm just grateful. They're so loyal and they're so down for you. And you know, they follow you no matter what now. So it's great. I'm grateful for whoever comes up to me as long as they're nice to me, you know, whether they agree with
me. Are you
Candace
anything like your character on television? Any resemblance anyway?
She's fine.
Work it, my love.
Work it,
go ahead.
Work it, my love. I think that might not be acting civil shit.
You know, I think there's, you know, a piece of everybody in every character they play. You know, I'm definitely not a pushover, you know, in real life, but I'm not, you know, manipulative or any of that stuff. But I do know how to hustle hard and make sure that whatever dream I want to fulfill, I go after it. So,
is it true that you almost turned the role down?
Yeah, well, I've not turned it down. I don't like to say that. I'd like to say I had to think about it to see, you know, like I said, I was a little scared. I've never played a character like this.
And
know?
A woman by the name of Oprah had to talk you into it?
She didn't Oprah don't have to talk nobody into anything. She just kind of talked me through it, you know, Tyler really, you know,
yes,
he
ma'am.
Broke it down you know, told me what the character was really about and the backstory of where it came from. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And it's one of the best decisions I've made.
Yeah, you were going for
and
it
right
in every
along.
Way. Man, Ride Along 2
is
coming out. Ride Along 2.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Ride Along 2 comes out on January 15th. And I'm actually, headed to Miami to go promo it right now. So I'm really excited about that. And you know, the Crazies are back, Cube and Kevin. And, you know, we're getting married. Kevin and Angela are getting married. And so, you know, it's going to be a good ride. A lot of new characters. So
the have and the have nots.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Candace is back.
On. Bye, Tika.
Congratulations.
Bye, my love. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, player. Okay, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all are crazy.